Tonight's shir Simon Reish Chaf Beis Birkas Hoda'as HaTov HaRa Brochus. We say it to give gratitude for the good and the bad. Sif Aleph Al Shmuos Shein Toivos Lo Levado Mevorach Shachyonu. When he hears good news that's for himself, he says Shachyonu. Vim Hein Toivos Lo V'Lachem. But if it's good for him and others, Mevorach HaTov HaMeitiv. He says the Brochus HaTov HaMeitiv Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod Aleph Al V'Chulu. This means he heard the news from someone he trusts. The one who he hears it from saw it himself. But if he hears a rumor or a news story, whether it be a good tiding that requires a tov hametiv or shechenu, or a bad tiding, which would require dina emes, Vein hamagid ne'eman, the one who's reporting is not trusted. Osha magid l'roba atzmo, or the one reporting didn't see it himself. Lo yivarch, he cannot make a bracha. It's hearsay. V'chein im shama shenitfas hagaz and shagazi man, if he hears that the robber who robbed him was caught, lo yivarch, at sheyosh lo exil, he doesn't make the bracha till the stolen item is returned. If you look at Shatzi and Aleph, he says, it's not just Ne'aman. It has to be a person who has a cheskas kashrus, and he's Ne'aman, like you're bundling it together, then it's enough to make a bracha, because you're making a bracha based on what someone tells you. People get stories wrong all the time. So you're going to make a bracha, you want to be confident that there's what to make the bracha. Mr. Burr continues, Mishahuch Machmas Aniuso Lokachas Isha Ashirosh Lobechetzo. A person who's forced due to poverty to marry a wealthy woman, which he really doesn't want to marry her. Mivarch Hatoiva Maitivadina Emes. I'll say two brachas. Hatoiva Maitivadina Emes. Ukmeduma Shekayo Mematin Brachas Elu. It seems to me that nowadays we minimize these brachas, primigodim. Gamma Sefer Merkatsia, Mefakvi, we say in the Yaakov Emden in the Merkatsia is also not so certain about that. Sifkon Beis, Shmuos, Nakat Beloshen Rabim. The Shulchan Aruch took the plural, good news. The Horos Shem Shama Kamas Shmuos Vasachas to tell us that if he has many things at once, Dailu Bevracha Achas, it's enough to make one bracha for all of them. Sifkon Gemavar Shechyanu, if it's a personal benefit, he says Shechyanu. Hanu Kishyesh Lo Simcha Mehashmua, he feels good and happy about the news. And in the reverse with Dina Emes, if he's pained by this news report, he'll say Dina Emes. If base, Al Shmuos Ros Mevorach Bracha to Hashem Al Kenem Achalom, Dina Emes. On bad news, he says the Bracha, Dina Emes. There's no Mishnah Berurah here, but there is a Ber Locha. If you look in the Ber Locha, he tells us right away, Shmuos Ros, Bein Shehen Ros Lo Levado Gam Lachem, makes no difference if the Shmur Ra is something for him personal or for others as well. By Shmur Toiva, we differentiate if it's personal, Shechyanu, if it's more than him, Satova Beitiv. By bad news, whether it's personal or not, he says the bracha of Dina Emes. Dina Emes. Amrulo Shenimsa Harbe, Vaharbe Asavim Bekamishlo. They report to him that there's lots and lots of weeds growing in his wheat field. Or they give him the news that his wife gave birth to a girl. He really was hoping for a boy. He cannot say a bracha dina emes in either of these two cases. Even though he feels bad. The takana to make this bracha was only when he had something that got ruined or lost. That's when you say the bracha dina emes. As opposed to these cases, the wheat didn't turn to weeds, and his son didn't turn into a daughter. He just was not given a son. And it didn't grow wheat in that spot. The field wasn't growing all wheat. You can't make the bracha on emes al mashlo nitlo. You don't make the bracha on that which you weren't given. The bracha doesn't go for what you never received. It goes for what you had and lost, what you had and got ruined. If he had wine and he finds out that it turns sour, then he can make dina emes. The same is true if there was a fire and he lost his property or his animal perished. Anything like that he'll feel bad about, he had something which was taken away. So in those scenarios, he can say the bracha dina emes. He brings in the notes that if a person is very ill, so the Chavos Yoyer says in the Mekor Chaim, he should say the bracha dina emes. And the Halacha Tanya says it as well. But l'maisa, that's not the minhag. In other words, there's a lot of things we hear that are upsetting. But l'maisa, we don't make the bracha because we hear upsetting news. We kind of minimize saying the bracha or maximize the bar of when we're going to say the bracha dina emes. Siv Gimel. Chayiv adam mevorach al haroa v'dash shlema u'benevish chafetza k'derech mevorach b'simcha al ha'toiva. A person is obligated to say bracha for the bad news with a degree of certainty and willingness, the same way he says a bracha with joy on the good news. Ki haroa l'oiv de Hashem hi simchasam v'tovasam. Even things that are bad, when you're an oved Hashem, they understand that it's good, and it's tov, kivan shemekabel me'ava ma'ashagazal Hashem. He accepts with love what Hashem decrees. Nimse shemekabel azor zo hu oivnes Hashem. So by accepting this problem, this difficulty, this loss, he's serving Hashem. Shehi simcha lo, and that is a cause of simcha. Mishtaburus of Kohen Daud, kederach shemeverach v'chulu. Ki be'emes kol yisurin bein beguf be'evim, because really any suffering, whether it's physical or financial, who are called kapara al havonis, it's all atoning for sin. And this will spare him from suffering in the next world. There the punishments are much worse. Could you imagine the marriage teaches us? Yitzchak tava yisurin. Yitzchak asked for yisurin. Hainu. Shuhikr goydel means that initial loss, and he understood and recognized the great degree of exactitude of judgment in the next world. David HaMelech said as well, my skin prickles from fear, and your mishpat, from your mishpat I'm afraid. He asked for suffering to be cleansed entirely, and not to be afraid. Hashem said, you're asking something good, I'll start with you, that Yitzchak in his later years could not see. Siv Dalet. Mevorech al hatoiva, hatoiva metiv. For good news, he says hatoiva metiv. Even though he has reason to fear that something bad will unfold. For instance, he found something, and he's happy about it. But he's also afraid. Shemi Yisham Alamelech, the king might find out. Vikach Kol Hashalom, take away everything. V'chein, Mevarach Al Haroah, he says a bracha for bad, bracha dynamis. Afal pi Sheyavol Tomen, even though good may come. Going for instance, Shebolo Shetef Hasadeu, his field is flooded. Afal pi Shekashiyavar Shetef, even though after the water recedes, he tovelo Shehishkasteu. L'maisa, it brings nutrients to the field and water to the field. But right now, it's a loss. So, Mamela, we go by right now. Right now, it's a loss. He says, dynamis. Mishtaburus of Kohen, hey. Afal pi sheyoy v'chulu, ki ein lanu histakel ba'osid. You don't look into the future. She'ef sheshul yekein. It might not happen like that. Right now, he found the mitzvah and he's happy about it. He's anxious because maybe he'll lose it. Don't worry about the future. Right now, you have a simcha, say the bracha, tov metiv. He's afraid someone will report him and they're going to take what he has. It has to be where he has a family. So it's not only good for himself, it's good for them as well. So the bracha tov is appropriate. If not, so a person finds a mitzvah and he's happy about it. So if it's a personal, if he's by himself, and no one else benefits but himself, he'll say Shechianu. But if it's something that they all benefit from, so then they'll make the Baruch Hametav.